Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach integrier- und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
This all started about 4 months ago. We were looking at apartments together. Amy was so excited. This would be our first apartment together. I can still recall the happiness in her voice when she talked about organizing our bedroom. We finally settled on a newly built apartment building in a new development. The apartment was beautiful, but there wasn't much nearby. Just a grocery store, railroad tracks, and a pond. Amy expressed the joy of walking down to the pond and feeding the ducks. We signed our lease and began moving in. We spent the first few nights at our old apartment. My parents were bringing up their truck to move my bed in, but they were out of town for a few days. We finally were able to bring my bed over, and Amy and I were officially moved in. I bought a bottle of champagne to celebrate. It was one of the happiest days of my life. All of that came to a crashing halt when I woke up the next day. I was a little bleary-eyed and hungover, but I noticed Amy wasn't in the bed with me. I looked up to see she was standing in the corner of our room, face turned away from the wall. "Amy, what are you doing?" I asked. No response. She didn't move. She didn't turn around. Nothing. "Amy, what's wrong?" I got up and put my hand on her. She was stiff as a board. I tried to pull her away from the wall, but she wouldn't budge. I pulled with all my might, but I couldn't break her away from the corner. It's like she was magnetized to the wall. I started to freak out and called 911. I told them I needed an ambulance and that my girlfriend is unresponsive. While I waited for the ambulance to arrive, I reached out to her parents. "Hey, it's me, David. You guys need to get in now. I found Amy standing in the corner and she won't respond." "Who is this?" her father asked. "It's me, David. Didn't you hear me? Your daughter is in trouble and you need to get here fast." "I don't know, David, and I don't have a daughter either. I think you have the wrong number, pal." He hung up on me. I frantically looked through my phone to see if I called the wrong number. I didn't. I could see all the previous times I'd called that number. I even found the text conversation with him about planning Amy's birthday. Her father, Phil, likes to joke around, but he took it too far this time. I called him back, straight to voicemail. I yelled into my phone. "Look, Phil, I don't know what your problem is, but this is no time for jokes. Something is severely wrong with Amy, and you need to get here now." As I hung up the phone, there was a knock at my door. It was the police. I opened the door and explained everything. I took them into my room to see if they could get her to move. "Son, is this a joke?" the officer asked. "What do you mean? Please, just see if you can help her." "Where is your girlfriend?" the officer said. "There's no one in that corner." I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I became explosive and started to yell. "I don't know what's going on here, but you need to help my girlfriend. I need to know if she's okay." The officer told me to calm down or he would detain me. After a quick sobriety check to make sure I wasn't on drugs, he decided to leave. I begged him to stay and help her. He told me to stop wasting the police time and then left. I ran back over to Amy to see if I could try and move her. She was still standing in the exact position, hadn't moved in an hour. I bent down to get a look at her face. She had a blank expression. I noticed that she was still breathing and blinking. "Please, Amy," I begged, "tell me what's happening." I tried to move her again to no avail. That's when I looked up and realized that a plant that she kept on the windowsill was gone. When I looked around the room, I noticed everything she owned was gone. I ran into her closet. All of her clothes had just disappeared. I frantically ran all over the apartment. Nothing. Everything she owned that we spent days moving into this place had just magically vanished. Even her car was gone. I decided to contact the property office to see if they caught anything that happened to a car on camera. When I explained the situation, they told me that I rented that apartment by myself. "What? No, I didn't," I cried. "You guys saw Amy. You saw Amy and I sign the lease agreement. Can you please just look through the parking lot footage from last night?" The guy said he would, but assured me that my signature was the only one on the lease agreement. I went to find my copy, and sure enough, all her signatures and initials had disappeared from the paperwork. I felt like I was going to vomit. My head was spinning with a million questions. I spent the next few hours trying to get Amy to budge from that corner. I eventually gave up and cried myself to sleep. When I woke up the next morning, my situation hadn't changed. She was still standing in that corner. Hasn't changed position since I first saw her. I tried to move her again, but she was like a rock. I noticed she was still blinking and breathing, so I tried to communicate. "Amy, if you can hear me, blink twice." Nothing. I decided to ask again. "Amy, if you know what's going on, blink twice." Again, nothing happened. She didn't really seem to be blinking in a pattern or anything, just blinking sort of normally. I felt like I was losing my mind. I had no answers to why this was going on. I spent the day trying to contact her family and friends. Everyone had pretty much the same response. They all claimed they didn't know her and had no recollection of who I was. She was an honor student in high school and always made the honor roll. I tried searching the internet for any school records. Nothing. It was like Amy had vanished off the face of the earth, yet she was still back at our apartment. I spent the next few days searching the internet, trying to find any information on Amy. I never found any. Weeks started to go by. Every day I would wake up and see Amy still standing in that corner. She never moved a muscle. Every day I would try and move her. I never could. I became desperate for answers. I started going on religious / paranormal forums. I would ask anybody and everybody if they had ever seen or heard of anything like this. I went to forums on Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, pagan, paranormal investigator, even magicians. I asked everyone I could. Nobody had any answers. Nobody had ever experienced or heard about anything like what was happening to me. Eventually, I just gave up. It's been 4 months since this happened. I've gotten used to it. I try to spend as little time as possible in the bedroom. I really only go in there to sleep or get dressed. I feel so heartbroken, like I've lost Amy. Yet every night I see her just standing there. She hasn't moved one bit in 4 months. Still just blinking. Still just breathing. I could just sleep out on the couch, but I like listening to her breathing when I'm trying to sleep. Hearing her breathe is soothing to me. I see her every day, but I feel like I've lost her. This apartment is so quiet without her. I miss her voice, her smile. I miss the arguments, and most of all, her bubbly personality. It pains me so much to look at her now, just to see her standing there, not moving, that blank expression every time I look at her face. I can't take this anymore. I was planning on finding another place to live and move on. Then, yesterday morning, the unthinkable happened. She moved. I woke and found that Amy was no longer in the corner. She was standing at the foot of my bed. She had a big smile stretched across her face. Her teeth were showing. She was no longer breathing or blinking. She was staring directly into my eyes. I just sat there in shock. I have no idea how long we were staring at each other. Neither of us moved a muscle. Finally, I cried out, "Amy, what's going on? What happened to you?" She didn't say anything to me. She started slowly lifting up her hand and stretching it towards me. It was as if time stood still. She never broke eye contact. I yelled out, "What are you doing, Amy? I haven't spoken to you in so long. Please, just tell me what's happening." She finally spoke to me. "David, it's time for you to come join me. Take my hand, David. Come with me." I hadn't heard a voice in so long. I broke down. I jumped out of bed and grabbed a face. "Amy, I beg you, just tell me what's happening. What has been going on with you?" She never spoke another word after that. She just stood there, smiling, with her hand stretched out. She never broke eye contact with me. I decided that I can't stay here anymore. I packed and was ready to leave. I had made a reservation for a hotel, and I was going to stay with my parents until I could find a new place. As much as it pains me, I need to move on. Whatever this thing is in my bedroom isn't Amy. As I was packing my bags, I looked over at Amy, and she had a tear running down her face. She still hadn't moved since this morning, still smiling and still sticking her hand out. Amy and I had been through so much together. She was the love of my life. It was like my heart was being ripped out from the thought of leaving her here. I decided to cancel my hotel reservation and spend one last night with her before going to my parents. As I laid in bed, I had this incredibly uneasy feeling. She wasn't breathing this time. Every time I looked up, all I could see was her standing there, still smiling, staring right at me. I didn't sleep well that night. When I woke up, I'd received dozens of texts and phone calls. All of them were from unknown numbers. Every text I read was apparently sent from Amy. They were all urging me to come join her. All I have to do is grab her hand. I started to listen to the voicemails. It was Amy's voice. She was crying. "David, please, I need you to come with me. Please, I need you to grab my hand." Every single voicemail was the same. I looked back at Amy. She still had her hand out. I miss her so much. I would like nothing more than to see her again. I've already sent goodbye texts to my family and friends. A lot of them are trying to call me right now, but I'm not answering. As I'm writing, I noticed Amy's eyes have started to bleed, and her smile has become a lot more twisted. I hope I'm making the right decision here.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.